Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. He has heard your cry. We thank you. A fortified city and an iron pillar and a bronze wall. Whatever has risen against me, I come as an iron pillar and I pull them down. Whatever is risen against me, I am a fortified city. You cannot harm me. You cannot destroy me. Hear the word of the Lord. You are a fortified city. You are an iron bronze. Maria Katatele Lebo Korea. Ebeketekete. Makatakataka. Eria Katamakata. Ekete-kete, erikete-kete, makata-kata, erikete-lebo, mazakata, erikete-lele-lele-lebo, maria-kata, mazata-kata, ebe-re-re-re-re-re-re, marikete-lele-lebo, koria, mekete-kete. Ile-le-le-le-le-le-lebo, koria. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, me, I like reading like a little child. Look at that thing again. And behold, I make you this day. When is this day? A fortified city. That means you have walls around you. An iron pillar. a bronze wall, not the cement wall, bronze wall, against the whole land. That means anything in the country that is against you, you can overcome, because you are a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall. So if they want to come against you, you have a defense. If you want to go against them, you have a weapon. Hello, are you here? You are that weapon. You are the weapon. You are the one the Lord needs to solve your problem. Stop looking for help up and down. You are the one. You are the one. Touch yourself. Say you are the one. Say I am the one. I tell you, say I am the one. Against the whole land. If it is the king, against the king. If it is against the officials, if it is the officials, against the officials. If it is a priest, a juju man, whatever, against the priest. If it is human beings, against them. How can you lose? Help me tell somebody, how can you lose? There is no way you can lose this year. Hello, are we here? It's not that something small is knocking your door. You are already shaking. You are already shaking. Shake, 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 daddy. Shake, shake, mommy. You are a fortified wall. See, they check if a wall is fortified by hitting it. When something is hitting you, it's checking if you are fortified. It is not a problem. It is a check. Are you here? It's a check. Don't run away. When there is a check, it's checking you. All of us go to site now. You check the wall. Is it in? Is it okay? Is it doing what we want? Is it of the quality? The challenges are to test your quality, your characteristics, and who you are. It can't pull you down. And do you understand? You are a you lift your two hands up. Anything that arises against me, against my destiny, against my welfare in 2022, I am a fortified city. I am an iron wall. I am an iron pillar. I pull you down. I destroy you. You can't prevail against me, against my spouse, against my children, against my business, against my career. You can't prevail. You cannot 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 prevail. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Verse 19. We are going to read together. Let's go. They will. But. They will test the wall. They will test it. They will test the wall. 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 Sir, the Lord said I should tell you. I don't want to live here. The Lord said I should tell you that I love you. I'll talk to you later. Give you more information. The Lord, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you. Listen to me. I am with you. It has something to do with feeling. Many times you will not feel is there. I am with you. It has something to do with anything. Many times you will not know he's there. You will not feel it. You will not know it. It will not change anything. It is not every time that it gives you goose pimples. It is not every time. But it is in the knowing that what the word says, what the word of God says is the truth. And what God says is sure. Whether you feel it, you don't feel it, something happens, it doesn't happen, I am with you. Are you here? Hello, are we here? I am with you. Can we start from the beginning? They shall fight you, but they shall not prevail. For I am. Can we lift our hand and say, Lord, thank you for being with me, because the Lord is with me. Whatever fights me shall not prevail. Because the Lord is with me, I prevail over all sicknesses. I prevail. 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 In the name of Jesus. I give you 30 seconds to pray unto the Lord. Your own words, your own way. Talk to me. Talk to me. The Lord asked me to tell somebody, I'm giving you stability. Your feet will not be moved. Your feet will not slip. I give you stability. Stability, stability, stability. You will no longer be tossed to and fro. The Lord is giving you stability. In the name of Jesus, in this area, the Lord is giving you stability. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Genesis 1, 26. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created us for dominion. But in the future, we'll look at the dominion aspect of God's creation, the dominion mandate. But God created us in his image and in his likeness. So we have the characteristics and the quality of God. We are created in the similitude of God. We resemble God. In fact, it looks as if when God looks into a mirror, it's a man that he sees. Because we are the image of God. And we've been, for this year, we've been looking at the implications of being of us being the image and the likeness of God. And the first thing we look at is that if we are created in the image of light and likeness of God, and God is supernatural, therefore we are supernatural. We are naturally supernatural. We are supernaturally natural. And in what ways are we supernatural like God? We started looking at God is a spirit. We are spirit. We look at the dimensions of that. God is all powerful. And he said, behold, I give you power and authority. So we are powerful. So God has given us, he has delegated authority to us and power to us. That is why when some things happen, we don't say, my Lord, my God, come and do this because he has delegated power. We say, that's it. Move. End there. Stop. Let there be a change. That's how we arise and say, the enemy shall not be done. We don't go and say, oh Lord, these people don't come again. No. These people don't come again. He has given us authority and power. No soldier goes to cry for the commander when there is battle, when he has been given gun, given everything. Hey, commander, they don't come. Oh, what do we go do? Which can we go do? That is how some of you are being up and down and disappointing God. So God is all powerful and he has given us power. He has given us authority. We look at various dimensions of it. Because of my time, let me not summarize again and move forward. In the first service today, we learned that we have the God kind of life. And in fact, throughout last year, I was hammering it. I was hammering it. And I was hammering it. You have the life of God. And in the first service again, we're told we are supernatural. We can do the will of God. That's why on the judgment day, we don't have an excuse. We are supernatural. He has given us free choice. He has given us capacity to say yes and to say no. And it's a setup. So we will give account of everything. We can do the will of God. This service, I need you to know that we are supernatural. We can live holy lives. We can live righteous life. Supernatural is not for speaking in tongues alone. You are supernatural. You can cast out demons. You are supernatural. You can bring healing. But sir, hear me. You are supernatural. You can live a holy life. You don't have an excuse. You can live a holy life. Can I hear you say, I am supernatural? I can live a holy life. I can't hear you talk. Let me hear you. That last time we were saying people will not prevail against us. I could hear you praying it too. This one, holiness don't come. I know they hear. Okay. You have been taught, say, if you dey holy, you know they speak up much. Bless you. You frown your face. Look dirty. Look as if the whole world is against you. This world is not my home. And you are frowning your face all around the place. We have missed what holiness is. Ben, listen. You are supernatural. You have the power to live a holy life. Ephesians 4, 34. The Lord will not ask you to be what you can't be. The Lord will not ask you, instruct you to do something without giving you the capacity to do it. Go to Eden. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. He created everything man needed. After he has made the supply, he created man. He didn't create man and now making supply available. He created 2022. He made all the supply available before you entered the year. Do you understand? That's how God works. Anything he asks you to do, he gives you capacity before he asks you to do it. So, you are supernatural. You can live a holy life. Please let me tell somebody, says you are supernatural. You can live a holy life. Say, but it's your choice. Tell the person, make the right choice. Ephesians 4, 34. 24, 24. Ephesians 4, 24. The Bible is asking us to put on the new self. Remember, let us create man in our own image after our likeness. Look at likeness again. To put on a new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Everybody here, if you are born again, the seed, the capacity, the ability, the capability, the enablement, the empowerment, the grace to live the holy life is in you. But you have the will to accept whether to live it or not. God does not ask you to live a life without giving you the capacity to do it. You can live a holy life. Now you know what the problem is. Exodus 7:29. See, this alone I found, that God made man upright, made him holy, gave him capacity for holiness. Can we all read through that last part? But they, can we all read? One to go. But they have sought out many schemes. It's our choices. We have made choices to run and get away, run after things that do not matter. God has made us upright. He has given us capacity to be upright. He has given us capacity to live righteously. In fact, after you give your life to Christ, he starts calling you just. He calls you righteous. He calls you saint. He calls you holy. He calls you all these names because he knows what he created you for. He's not calling you by what you do. He's calling you by what he has made you and who he has made you. You can live a holy life. Please, can you help me tell somebody? You can live a holy life. Nobody perfect. I'm not ready for argument. I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about holiness. There's a difference between perfection and holiness. Holiness is being set apart for the use of God. Holiness is being consecrated for the use of God. Holiness is having the life of God flowing through you. Holiness is you living by the Spirit of God that gives you instructions that you obey per time. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm asking you to be holy. That's what God demands from you. Stop seeking out schemes. they will put you to trouble. And let's say you say, now temptation now, 1 Corinthians 10:13. You are supernatural. You are supernatural. You can overcome the distraction. You can overcome the temptation. Look at this. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Why me alone? It is only me. It is not only you. It is common. It is common. I made some explanation in the first service I don't want to go through again. You can hear the message when it's sent to you. These things are common. In the world, you will face tribulation. Tribulation on earth is common. Your field, your land that you bought, you don't know, you don't need to grow a wheat. A wheat will appear. Wheat on earth is common. No temptation has overcome you that is not common to man. God is faithful. Can we read together? Let's go. God is. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Once you go, let's go. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not. Wait. Is God a liar or God is the truth? There is no temptation that comes to you that is above your ability. God makes sure it can never be above your ability. In fact, when the temptation comes, when the distraction comes, it's a proof that you have an ability above it. Listen, please, let's stop deceiving ourselves. Now my weakness, that is my own cross, and that is my own destiny. I don't know. The thing just happened. It doesn't just happen. It's your choice. He has given you an ability. God, he will not allow you to be tempted above your ability. When you fall for temptation, you have reduced your ability. You have made sin and the devil higher than you. God has made you, being born again, higher than the devil and his temptation. Stop allowing it. Take responsibility for your life. He has given you ability. It's your choice. Whether to come to church early or not. It's not your gather people. Your gather did not come out on time. It's your choice. Take responsibility. Nothing happens that is above your ability. Please, do you understand? If you think things are above your ability, you will be giving excuses. You will never move forward. And that's the history of many people here. Before Christ turned their life. Before they heard the word of transformation. And now their lives have been transformed. Such are many people victims. It's only me, you know. And I've climbed 7 mountains. And I climbed 24 mountains. And it's not the number of mountains. You have an ability above it. Exercise your dominion. Look at this. But I want us to read God. But with, look at this. And he will not let you be tempted above your ability. Is that one? That's one. Okay. Let's say you lower your ability. Look at the second one. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way. You don't have an excuse. Abiodun, you don't have an excuse. Abiodun, you don't have an excuse. Abiodun, you have nothing to blame. Gabriel, we have nobody to blame. It is lower than ability. Let's say you don't want to use the ability. There's a way of escape. It's always there. We can live righteous life. We can live holy life. Titus 2. Make up your mind this year to live a holy life. Make up your mind to live righteously. Let people know that something about you have changed. You have the capacity to live the holy life. Titus 2:11. Titus 2 from verse 11. Can we all read together? Let's go. For the grace For the grace of God appeared. Give me King James or New King James. For the grace of God appeared to all men. Or is he NIV? The one that says. Okay, let's go. For the grace of God that does what? That brings salvation. Have appeared to appear to alone. To some people. To all men. Are you part of them? So, you see, oh Lord, we need grace. It's a prayer we should not really pray much. Because every circumstance, there is grace. Before the thing happened, grace went ahead of you. It says, where sin increases, grace increases. The higher the problem, the higher the grace. And you know what? The grace was there before the problem. You can't say, I did not have grace. The grace of God has appeared to all men, including you. Your excuses does not suffice anymore. You have grace. You will not fail. Did you hear me? You will not fail God. You will not fall down. You will not fall by the wayside. You will not disappoint God. You will not disappoint your family name. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. Go back to verse 11. I want us to remember. Let's go now. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Look at what that grace will do. The grace is doing what? Teaching us that grace is teaching us that we can deny ungodliness. So you have the power to deny ungodliness. You can live a holy life. It's, look at that. Denying ungodliness and worldly loss, pornography, gambling, addictions, joining the court, now me be there, pride, grace has appeared to you. It has given you power to say no. Unforgiveness, bitterness, gossip, slander, grace has appeared to you. You can say no to it. Give me NIV. 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 Verse 12. I love this. Let's go. Grace does what? It teaches us to say, when you say yes to sin, it's your choice. Before the temptation came, grace gave you the power to say no. Let nobody deceive you that grace makes you to live your life anyhow. Grace gives you the power to say no. And you know the good thing about this word I preach you. When you are about to do the wrong thing, you will, the angels of God, this word I'm speaking of, it will be ringing in your ear. Remember, I will revenge. I will show him. Remember, the grace has taught you. She said, no, I will show this man today. Is it because he's your husband? I will show you. I will show my wife. I will do this. No. You can say no. Grace will brought that ability to you. No to ungodliness and worldly passion. And yes, and to live. Let's look at it, please. And to live. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. And to live what? Did he say God control? Who will control the self? Who will control the self? Who will control the self? It's your choice. I wish when the first service, when I took the power of the will, it's your choice. You want to control yourself? You control yourself. You want to fight? You fight. Somebody hit your car. You can come down and you can decide to go. You can decide like grace to take insurance in advance. You will never see anybody that has insurance fighting on the street. Insurance people will pay for the bashing of the car. That is what grace does. It makes us to live self-control. Self-control. Not God control. Not father control. Not pastor control. Self-control. Control yourself, sir and man.
and live a holy life. It is in my family. It is in my family. Now God go deal with this anger. Yes, it is in your family. Deal with it. Be the first person that it did not affect. Why is it that billionaires are not in your family? It's only the bad party that are in your family. Why? And you are bragging about it. There's one thing I'm only asking grace for. Grace is available for it already. I'm only asking for grace. This lie, exaggeration. When some people share a testimony, some pastors share a testimony of what happened in their ministry, and you were there when it happens. Some people call it pulpit language. It's just to, package it well for people to understand what is God is doing. You can't package the word of God. Forever his word is settled. Hello? You can't package your testimony. Forever his word is settled. But let's go back. Grace has given you power to say no. Do you understand this? If you understand at the back, say amen. Let me hear you. I need to be sure. Now, because of this, Ephesians 1:4 can now come in. Look at this. Can we regard? For he chose us. Please, let's just calm down. I need us to look at some things. Let's go. He chose us in him before creation of the world. Listen, before God said, let us create man in our image, he has chosen you to do something. Are we in church? Let's go. Let's start again. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Can I hear your voice? To be holy and before the creation of the world. And you say you can't live a holy life? He chose you to be holy and blameless before the foundation of the earth. He chose me before the foundation of the earth to be holy. And he gave me grace. And grace helps me to live self-control. And grace helps me to say no. He gave me ability that temptation cannot go above. And if I am weak, he gives me a way of escape. Will you think I will have an excuse on the judgment day? I cannot have it. 1 Peter 1:15. Let's close with that. 1 Peter 1:15. And the difference between David and Saul is, oh Lord, I did it. Forgive me. That's David. So, it is the people that asked me. I was afraid of the people. And when I saw the people, problem with Adam. Adam, why did you do this? And the woman you gave me. And from there, God said, he that findeth a wife finds a good thing. Go and find yourself. If I choose for... Okay. We are created in his likeness. Okay, let's go. But. Want to go? Let's go. But. As he who called you is holy, so be holy. In how many ways? Because the one that created you for holiness. You look like him. He's holy. He's one that chose you. He's holy. Go and live holy life. Listen. You are supernatural. And the supernatural is to live a holy life. Not only to back Oshubu. Not marry Agada, Magadada, Magadada. Some people are committing fornication after they wake, rise up. Magda, Maria, Elelele. Oh Lord my God, forgive. Oh, Elege, Magada, Maria, Gada, Gada, Ba, Eribo, Guria, Elelelebo, Abiyogudo, Guste, Eria, Dada, Adama, Wayola, Eria. Oh Lord, help me. If you live a holy life, your prayers will be for others. He will settle everything about you. He will settle it. If you don't live a holy life, you'll be moving from mountain to mountain. This place, you have a mark like a Muslim home because you have hit your head to hit the ground or mountains. And nothing will happen. He created you for holiness. Holiness is a way of escape for you. Live a holy life. Help me tell somebody, live a holy life. My choir, I want to hear your voice. My people, I want to hear your voice. In the gallery, I want to hear your voice. Bow down your heads, let us pray. The church is quiet this morning. I like it that way. Nobody clap for me today. I like it that way. No, I don't need your clap. Which clap do I need? No, I don't need your clap. We like messages that enter the body. I don't clap. Church is not for excitement every time. It's for you to hear the truth. Without holiness, no one shall see God. He can speak in tongues. He can jump up. He can pray. He can lift up hands. But without holiness, he can't see God. He can't see the hand of God. He can't see the work of God. He can't see the miracles of God. He can't see God at work. You want to see God at work in 2022? Live a holy life. Live a holy life. Live a holy life. The entry level to holiness is giving your life to Christ. You can be in this church forever and still not give your life to Christ. But don't let this opportunity to pass you by. You can't live a holy life without giving your life to Christ. You are here today, you want to give your life to Christ that he might make you holy and righteous and give you the power to say no and make grace available for you and make the way of escape available for you and give you ability above. You want to give your life to him? Wherever you are, boldly, lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Manda liboko ria balaba zita. Lift your right hand up boldly if you are lifting it up. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you. Laba libo shita ria gada mazata. Can the whole church lift up your hands to him and say, oh Lord, you created me for holiness. I receive the grace, the empowerment, the enablement already given to live a holy life. I walk in holiness. I walk in holiness. I receive the grace to say no. I see the way of escape. I have the ability to subdue every distraction, every sin. And sin shall no longer have dominion over me. Sin shall no longer have dominion over me. I begin to live a holy life. I glorify you. I magnify you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the church said, Wednesday and Friday, we close 7:30. If you have not come, please, I beg you, come. It's one of the things that frustrate a pastor. It's like today, I came, led some prayers about something, and a person does not come. And 2 days later, the thing you led prayer about, he is now calling you and say he has that problem. Pastor, when should I come and meet you? When should I come and do this? When should I come and do that? That's why some pastors don't pick your phone. Issues has been handled. That time you went to play soccer. And now soccer played you. You are not disturbing your pastor. Come, let us pray. If you are not coming, you are losing. If you are not coming, watch online. May the Lord help you. My prayer, I'll be praying for you this year. May the Lord help you. May God help us. You know, say, may God help us, don't they take anybody anywhere until you do your part. I release grace upon you to play your role, to do your part. In the name of Jesus, we ask that the grace of the Lord will be sufficient for you.
The grace of the Lord will make a way for you. The grace of the Lord shall always be there for you. This year, the grace will open new doors for you. The grace will bring new experiences for you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. See you at the house fellowship. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.